The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
For the most part, policymakers tend to be a pretty wonky bunch. They like details and data. But Washington is so gridlocked these days that a lot of the data lawmakers study is never implemented into policy. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner bemoans the atmosphere.
There's an awful lot of days up here that are pretty frustrating, especially somebody who spent 20 years in business.
Virginia's other senator, Tim Kaine, is a former governor just like Warner. For the two of them, that causes a few more headaches than most lawmakers get, according to Warner.
I loved being governor, and almost every day you felt like you were putting points on the board. Here there are days when it's tied up in a lot of process and oftentimes a lot of talking and sometimes not a lot getting done.
But there's one aspect of being a federal lawmaker that offers a breath of fresh air in hyperpartisan Washington: constituent services. Every Virginia lawmaker's office in Washington is a well-oiled machine when it comes to helping out folks back home. Warner says it's one of the more satisfying aspects of the gig.
It's why the other half of the job, dealing with individual constituents' concerns, whether it's getting a passport, making sure you get a Medicare check, dealing with the VA, really provides an enormous value to me and to the staff, as well as the help we give to Virginians.
It's a little different for Virginia's 11 members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Pardon me as I digress into a 7th grade civics lesson, but let's face it, any of us who aren't in middle school can use a refresher. So each of Virginia's two senators represents all of the state's more than 8 million people, while each of the House members represents around 710,000 people. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman says his office takes every inquiry from his constituents seriously.
That's where people, in many instances, have the most direct contact with their member of Congress, with the government getting something done for them, and with needing things to be done. So we make that job one.
Whitman says public frustration with Congress makes him and other Virginia lawmakers try to serve their voters better.
And I think people, too, provide a large measure of how they view their member and government by how effective they are in helping them solve their individual problems.
And there's nothing partisan about constituent services, according to Virginia Democrat Bobby Scott.
We're trying to make government work, and sometimes it doesn't work for individuals. Sometimes they have complaints with federal government, legitimate complaints that can be solved by breaking through the red tape, at least getting to a decision. They may not like the decision. They may not be entitled to whatever relief they're asking, but they ought to be able to get an answer.
Up in Northern Virginia, some office calls can be a little different. Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says representing federal workers has put him in contact with some disgruntled employees.
We have heard from whistleblowers now and then. You know, and it's always a matter of sifting through it, validating it, and that's not always easy. And also making sure their concerns are given a fair hearing and acted upon when and how we can.
That's all information for when you struggle with a federal agency. But remember, if you ever have a complaint about how your lawmakers vote, just ring them up, send an email, or pen an old-fashioned letter, because they always want to know just what's on your mind. I'm Matt Laszlo.